My Garito Podcast Network presents.
Chicano chafo, tomando chelas, chingando tacos, having some fun. Chicano chafo, all kinds of masa. Just lost some fans. Oh well, tough shit.
Tough shit.
Chicano Chafo, Ramon's el Guapo. He tells good stories. Let's interrupt.
We will.
Chicano Chafo, we love our fans. We hope you like this. If not, oh well.
¿Qué huele, raza? Aquí Ramón with the Shuffle. Tenemos a Fernando. Tenemos al Steves. We're doing another Zoom episode. Para que no estén chingando.
Wow. Wow. That's how you treat people, güey?
No. It's just... No se pudo este fin de semana. So we gotta... Vamos a desvelarnos para... To make sure that this episode... Well, más se va a desvelar Fernie que nosotros, but... Vamos a desvelar para echar este episodio para ustedes el martes lindo. Ya después de todo el brujaja del eclipse, sigue Shuffle.
¿El eclipse de los chingazos o no? Did you look at it?
Nah, no, güey. I was busy working, bro. I was under
I'm
was
hardly working.
No. I was working underneath a house and I could just hear the rust on the outside. Oh, yeah, ya está comenzando el eclipse. La chingada. I'm like, fuck. Pónganse a trabajar, ¿no?
Wow. Wow, güey.
Ya déjense de pendejadas. Ni nos va a tocar bien.
Seriously, güey.
Next one's in a decade, güey. You might be retired by then, güey.
Probably, but I'm like, yeah, I didn't need no flashlight to fucking walk around, you know?
Wow.
Shit.
Wow. Yeah, I see how it is, Wim.
I saw the pictures on the internet. It looked pretty cool.
Oh yeah, I haven't even seen that of how it was like well donde si pegó chingón, you know?
Yeah, I saw the videos, Wim.
A couple of weeks ago I was hearing people saying que they were panicking because supposedly we're gonna have like days of darkness because of this eclipse. I was like, shit, wait, everybody always makes shit up.
Yeah, it's because the earth is flat, bro.
I was literally hearing in the morning where they were talking about, make sure that your car's got a full tank of gas. Make sure that your cell phones are charged. Make sure that you have cash with you.
What?
Because there's a, because supposedly, who knows what the effect of the sun rays, que la chingada, like, might knock out a satellite or fucking power. I don't know what the fuck. I'm
what?
Like,
what?
What the fuck?
You realize the sun's being blocked, right?
Yeah. So everything's gonna die off.
Was this Spanish news or English
news?
No.
This is KCRW. I'm listening to the NPR fucking channel.
NPR en español or NPR en inglés?
En inglés, güey.
Because it's giving Latino fucking hysteria.
Yeah. Es el fin del mundo. Hoy a las 11.
It is giving Univision vibes for sure.
¿Sobrevivieron el eclipse?
It's giving Univision hysteria, güey.
Yeah, because even... Right. Yeah, because even like I'm all like, what the fuck? And then they were talking about batteries, having a fresh pack of batteries. Y que la chingada. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
This is Y2K all over again.
Okay, go get your gold bars, Zisen. Who has gold bars?
Go melt your jewelry and get it. Jesus
Christ. Go take out those centenarios that you have from fucking Mexico.
Mouth those fuckers, because It's going to be crazy.
Vayan a la casa de empeño y compren todo lo, el oro que puedan.
If you think it gets bad in a full moon, well, imagine when it's fucking blocking the sun.
Oh my God.
Dude, it's hard. I mean, in this age, 2024, it's hard for people not to get into conspiracy theories about everything. Where like, even like last week or a couple weeks ago when that ship hit that bridge.
Oh yeah. What was the conspiracy theory behind that?
That somebody who controlled it, fucking que, they were saying because the government said they were gonna pay for it, that they're trying to fucking print more money. Like, dude, it's like you try to read a little bit to see what's happening, and it quickly escalates, bro. And it's all, I mean, I get it, but it's all like stuff that people are just coming out of their asses with.
Yeah. Tiene razón.
Y acá el pinche el hacker cibernético, nada que ver.
I mean, everybody was an engineer at that point también, where like when that those billionaires died.
What billionaires?
You don't remember the billionaires on the fucking little submarine? Remember when they died?
Oh, that's right.
Everybody was an engineer at that time.
Yeah. Well, no les quedó ni caca. No, yeah, all you can see is a trail of crabs.
Everybody's a doctor during the pandemic. Fucking, it's crazy, bro. It gets out of control, man.
Yeah, man.
So we survived the eclipse.
Well, fuck, ni supimos that it was happening, apparently.
I know. Fucking, I was asking Esteban, what are you doing? He's like, I was busy working, bro.
I didn't see no eclipse. Right? The only eclipse I saw was that 99 Mitsubishi that fucking cut me off. Where
they're still around.
Dude, I wanted that car so bad way when I got out of high school. That eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
The little hump.
I wanted the spider because you know you always want the expensive one that you can't afford.
Oh shit, the convertible.
The convertible one?
Yeah, you can't just have the regular model. You need the spider.
No. And shit with your Kenwood, your fucking, your face off.
I had already bought the K&N filter for it, pero no mames. No mames, faltaba el carro.
I had bought fucking lug nuts for it all. You're like Ramon and his moto, way. Todo para la moto. Yeah, bro.
Hey, is that the time that the spinners came out? The fucking on the wheels around late 90s,
oh,
no?
Oh, shit.
Wow, I don't remember the spinners for like these kind of cars, but yeah, it was around the same time. Where
yeah, fucking, you got the track auto fucking spinners and shit, the hubcaps.
I wanted the Mitsubishi Spider, but all I could afford was a Talon. Remember those? The Talon.
Holy shit!
All you could afford was the Spider, Wayne. A pet spider. He's like, that's all I have to do.
I had to settle for a 91 Integra that the hood would open up every time I hit a bucket.
And just when the wind hit it just right.
Oh, shit, man.
No le podías pisar because as soon as you hit fucking 53, the fucking hood would pop.
Ya casi me drogaba with a Eclipse, a Mitsubishi, but... my credit was shit, way, so they didn't want
your bad credit saved you?
Yeah.
No, shit. As a one time, it was a good thing to have.
My bad credit for the save, bro, for sure.
Oh, shit.
In the back of your mind, you didn't even know it, but you're like, oh, yo ser pobre.
I know, seriously. I went to a dealership right there in front of El Pescador on Atlantic in Southgate. They had a dealership.
Oh, shit. And those shady ones wouldn't even take your credit?
Nah, way. And I had a few friends que no tenían papeles from the Spanish Rock days, and those dudes had nice cars. Where and I was like, why don't I have a car? Where
it's because you had bad credit.
That's true.
They had no credit.
They had good credit, but it wasn't their fucking social. Where
it's true.
You know, you should have reinvented yourself. You should have sido la MacArthur, way. And I get a new identity.
That's true, huh, bro.
Yeah. You could have been a Winston.
The answer was right in front of you, bro.
I know. I wasn't as savvy as I am now in those days.
Could have been a Franklin.
Franklin. So many fucking Winston.
I need to work on my Hondureño accent where with the fucking Franklin.
Oh man. Yeah, so oh man, fucking those fucking eclipses though. But you know what? I remember that a lot of mijas were driving those fucking
eclipses. Oh, come on, bro. Oh, what's up, bro?
No, not way. Not the spider.
Why are you throwing shade, no, bro?
No.
He's a puro listen.
So the eclipse in the late 90s, early 2000s was the equivalent to the Nissan Altima, dude.
Nah, I don't remember that, bro.
The troublemaking girls always had those fucking cars, dude.
I don't know about that, way.
I don't know, man.
That's debatable, no, bro. Let me see if I can remember, because I don't know her.
The thing is, like, we don't have fucking archives, you know, to go back and look it up in the internet, or like there's really not much fucking videos about that.
We have listeners that will let you know though, bro.
Yeah.
If it was a Traviesa car.
Yeah, it was a Traviesa car, bro. Nah. It was a Traviesa car. You're
talking out of your ass, bro.
No, wait, I'm not. And I'm not doing it just to fuck with you. No, I'm serious. Nah. There was a lot of fucking people a lot of Traviesas that I knew that drove fucking Eclipse. The spiders, not the, they got the fucking, the basic model, but they had an Eclipse.
Yeah.
You know? Damn, it was a sexy car. It was a sexy little car.
I called you Traviesa.
I'll own up to it. I still like that car. I wanted a power.
He had to settle for an Integra.
I had to settle for an Integra. No, you know what? My first car that I went to go get was a Mustang. Wait, I remember fucking, I got tired of getting rides and taking the bus. So I finally went to the dealer and I got a fucking like a 5 or 6 year old Mustang and Mendroe con esa madre, where I remember high payments, way high APR, all that shit. But I didn't care, where I had a car.
Cause the most of your check was going for that, right?
Seriously, where? Yeah, fucking.
Now let me ask you, was it a V6 or a V8?
It was a 6, where I couldn't afford the GT, the nice one, where that's what I was pissed.
I heard que esas eran de traviesas.
Esas eran de traviesos, güey.
No, you said traviesos.
For the Eclipse, not for the Mustang.
Oh, not the Mustang? Oh, that changes everything?
Yeah. Understand was it? Them. It was the fucking, what was it? Must have been the 90s. In 96 is going to come in on the right. They went from the square type to the.
They got rid of the hump and the.
Yeah.
You mean the Eclipse, you mean?
No, the Mustang.
The Mustang.
Oh, it was, the Mustang. Yeah, it was in the second half of the 90s.
It wasn't the round one. It was more like the square one from the back, like the new body. But this, I'm talking about, I want to say 01, 02. It wasn't in the 90s. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like 01, 02.
Okay.
Yeah, because I graduated in 2000, so it was probably like a year after
your graduation present for you?
Yeah.
Ahí te sale el,
oh, there we go.
You know. Ahí está el eclipse.
Ahí está el eclipse.
Yeah.
Era que chulada. Nah, carrazo.
Oh, no, yeah, I can see Esteban with the top down, la pinche greña volándole.
listening to some Caifanes going to the fucking...
Así en la playa, güey.
Mira ese. That's the spider right there, no?
Yeah. That is.
For you guys listening in the... Fernando's showing us all the clips. Que I don't know. I don't see any women driving it. I don't know what Ramon's talking about.
These are the stock photos that they had for, like, you know, the dealerships or... Hey, you too could have this fucking...
Aquí está el steps con rines y todo, mira.
Mira, that looks nice. Oh,
shit, dude. That does look nice.
That looks nice, bro. Mira, ¿sabes qué, Fernando? That was when we were getting the Super Street magazine at work, so all those body kits and all that shit was in style, where...
Así lo quería el Esteban, mira.
Así, igualito. Look at that, bro. That's nice.
With an intercooler and everything.
Todo colorado también, güey.
Pero...
Ay, güey, te deja colorado.
But I'll pull up the 91 Integra way, so
compare it. Compare the 91 Integra.
But find one that does it justice, way. Don't just go for the first one that you see.
Aquí está arregladito.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Nice. Not too bad.
That's
that one. That one.
And that's even the color. Where
what? Le falta el tape.
It just needs the stick in the back holding up the truck.
Le falta el tape. Fucking keeping that quemacoco from flying out.
Hey, pero quiero que sepa, Ramón, que the eclipse 20 years ago no me hizo nada with the tape, bro.
No. Yeah, because están todos en el yonke, güey. I haven't seen one. I have not seen one in the road.
No, I'm saying 20 years ago when I had tape on it, the eclipse no me hizo nada.
Oh, shit.
I died. That's it right there, bro. Hey, you know what? It's not too bad. It's not too bad.
It looks pretty nice in the picture, I thought. The hood blew up on that one, wey.
That's it right there. This
picture.
Se le abrió el cofre, wey, gacho.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I'm going to save these, wey, so I can put them up.
That's perfect. Yeah, Fernando's showing us a bucket of Acura Integra that's fucked up in the front.
Yeah, fucking...
Perfect.
Hijo de la chingada. If you guys follow us on Instagram, I guess Fernando will put them up.
Yeah, I'll put them up, boy.
That's funny, wey.
Zoom.
Ese wey chocó because he was trying to look at the eclipse in 92, wey.
Well, chocó because his hood flew up, wey. He wasn't as lucky as you,
53.
Shit.
Yeah, so those 91 Acuras have a latch problem, wey. I don't care what you guys say.
Fucking anyway. No, wey.
Hey, pero lo más chistoso that the hash didn't work is that I pretended to lock it every time I closed it, wey.
Cierto. Well, that's a movida, ¿no?
Pero after a few weeks, it was like second nature, wey. I didn't even think twice about it. I was going to lock my car.
Oh, how do you stop this one?
Anyway.
That show was anyway,
but didn't they steal your clubs from the Integra?
They did, way. Yeah.
I focus on somebody. They're like, hey, wait a minute.
Hey, it was
I see him locking it, but no le veo que le ponga llave. He just rolls up to it y con la mano nomás le hace la finta.
I still think it's an inside job, way. So I already ruled you two out, so don't worry about it. But I think it's an inside job, way. Somebody
knew. Shit, you concluded it was an inside job?
Yeah, it's an inside job, way. But
Was it from your house or donde fue?
Yeah, I don't remember, bro, to be honest. But yeah, they took my... Pero yo también de pendejo, güey. Why would I have a golf set in the back of the car that the latch doesn't
work? You got confident.
I did, yeah. I thought I sold the story pretty good, güey, because like I said, I always use the key. Fucking...
Yeah.
But es
yeah,
que...
Pero, hay un cabrón que le valió madre. He still has to go double check.
You know what, bro? I think they caught me slipping, going through a fucking bump in the street and the latch came up.
it popped solo?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's what happened, bro.
Oh, shit.
Because there was a lot of sketchy characters at the studio, or the recording studio.
Yeah, that's probably where they stole it from. Where?
Yeah, there was all kinds of fucking ratas over there, bro.
Yeah.
Sticky fingers and shit.
There's always those everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, but you had a nice little fucking set too.
I remember, yeah. It was nice.
Yeah.
I remember because you even got like custom grips.
Yeah.
And you were like excited with your putter, you know? Because they're like, dude, this is a custom grip. You can let you know. Like, oh shit.
Yeah, I miss it,
I miss playing golf. I feel like it was fun when we used to go play with.
That was well, fucking Wednesday nights.
Yeah, that's true, huh? We would play late too.
Yeah, fucking saliendo. Esperamos al Fernie que saliera de la chamba, because at the time, tú y yo, we were fucking in between careers.
We were struggling now.
Yeah, and that was fucking scraping fucking coins from the sofa.
I remember that. And then,
going through your ashtray, going through my ashtray.
Literally, bro. Como fucking addicts. para sales pitches.
¿Y cuánto costaba? So fucking like salía con like what, $3.50 a person or $5 or something like that?
Was it that cheap? I don't remember.
It was, yeah, it was cheap. It was like
there was también like almost like matinee price, no? Like
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
If you went early,
yeah, pues, the twilight was, price. It was a twilight price or something like that. Yeah. So after, I think it was after 5 or 5:30 or 6. Fucking es cuando ya bajamos los precios. So we would be in the parking lot waiting for the fucking ya meros hora, ya meros hora. All right, fuck it. Don't lose your quarters, bro. Don't lose your quarters.
Do you remember how long you were without a job during that time, or you don't remember?
Yeah. So let me see. December. No, it was January, February, March, April, May. I was like 4 or 5 months.
Mm. Were you getting unemployment?
No. Well, you know what?
At some point you did, pero it took
At some point I did. But the thing is that it was a fucking, they let me go because I'm not going to get into the whole fucking conspiracy of it, but it was a fucking the supervisor and the main guy fucking, they falsified my time. So that's se agarraron, but the union fucking caught him. Right. Pero en ese tiempo, me había dicho the union, like, hey, you know what? While we're doing this, just, you know, don't, oh, ¿cómo me dijeron que? Dándome entender, like, not to get a job, you know? I'm like, all right, me habían pagado mis vacaciones, and it was at the beginning of the year, so I had all my vacation, all my sick time, and they gave me fucking, I don't think it was a severance, pero fucking, salió total como like 5 G's. I'm like, fuck yeah. I was thinking I was going to be unemployed for like a month. Mm. So, pinche Ramón, fucking, cuando me corrieron, I called Fernie up. Hey, wait, me dieron gas. He's like, no mames, Simón. Hey, I'm going to hell inside because I'm going to go pick up that little bicycle that I've been eyeballing. I went, picked it up. And then like sometime in, I think it was even that month or in February, salió the lineup for Coachella or something, and I ended up getting the fucking tickets with the campground. I got it for me and the mija. I'm like, fuck yeah, tengo feria. I'm going to be back to work in no time.
Mm.
And así me la llevé, like, fuck it, hey, let's go out, I treat. Let's go, hey, Fernie, let's go get some drinks at la pinche el 107. Vámonos.
All right, well.
And yeah, and then little by little, fucking, hey, my money. What happened to my money? Yo también todo fucking like incredulous, like, what the fuck, eh? I haven't been spending that much.
Yeah, that's how it works, huh? Fuck. Yeah.
Kicked it off with a nice bike purchase.
Mm-hmm. And he probably remember, he was probably wondering where his money went as he was riding that bike también.
Yeah, because I'm like, fucking, me estaba ahorrando el pinche gas, güey.
Shit, güey.
I was thinking about that the other day, because I used to be like, when I would get like an income tax check, like a return, I would immediately spend it on shit that I've been wanting like all year. And I was thinking like, fuck, wait, I wonder how many people still do that way. Like when they get their returns, they fucking just spending on shit and instead of like paying bills or whatever. Cause
yeah,
if you really think about it, we're like, a tattoo artist will tell you where their busiest time is the beginning of the year when it's tax season, because everybody, they're going to spend whatever they're spending on the tattoo because that's what they've been wanting to do all fucking year. Where,
yeah, the tax return season's a big sales season, way for sure. So fucking, you're not the only one, way.
I wish I was smarter with it, way.
I think
for me, I didn't, not that I didn't have that problem. Pero no es que a mí me tocaba siempre pagar, güey.
Pero you still had that. If you're telling me that you got $5,000 and it was like, I'm going to, you still
oh,
had
no,
that.
Oh, no, yeah. No, you know what it was? Es que como me la pintó, también me la pintó, the union me la pintó chingón. It's like, hey, don't worry, we're going to have this slam dunk. We got this. You know, we'll get you. I guess that's why they told me, like, don't get a job or anything because you're going to be back working over here, you know? I'm like, all right, cool. I mean, they didn't take that long, but yo también, I'm like, ah, fuck it. También me confié. Dije, ah, chingue su madre. You know, why not? Why not? You know, I've never been to Coachella. Let me go to Coachella. This is on the company, you know?
But
yeah, little did I know. I'm like, Y ahora, changos. Que voy a fucking, I'll do that again. I'm like, nope. Fuck no.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Way. I mean, that same way that you said, fuck it, let's do it. That's the same thing I had when I used to get my return. It was just, let me, and my dad used to be the same way. I think that's where I got it from, también, because for some reason, you know, growing up, I thought que it's money que te daban, but it's really your money, right? I mean, it was, I was understanding it a little different because, like, when my dad got the income tax check, he would just fucking go crazy with it. We'd just party with it, go to the ponies, gamble.
Yeah.
And so I guess I got that conditioning from that way. Okay, this is to buy you shit that you've been wanting.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of...
Es dinero regalado.
Yeah, and I think también it has to do with a lot of people don't have like that large chunk of money away at once, you know?
Yeah, you have for
that,
sure.
That you want to buy a fucking chingon TV, pues, but you don't have $800 sitting around, way.
They got sure.
Chiquecito for $2,000, way. You're like, oh, I can fucking buy that TV now. I have $800.
For sure, yeah. Bro. And so, it goes quick. The money goes quick.
Well, because, yeah, like I'm saying, you're just thinking of big ticket items. Like you're saying, like the tattoo, pues, the tattoo's not cheap. And you're like, well, I don't have that kind of money, pero te llega el chequecito and like I have it now. So they're all big ticket items que te compras, güey.
Yeah, por eso estaba kind of cabrón when people say that most people don't have $1,000 in an expense. I mean, yeah, they don't, but it's like, look where they're spending money when they have it. Where it would be it would be different if like you would see the majority of people like using the income tax for like paying down the credit cards or like let me send it to rent. But nah, I mean, we're just conditioned and like have money and then just spend it, stimulate the economy.
Como nos pica el dinero, right? Like you can't let it sit and grow because it's like, oh my God, it's, you know, like the majority of the people. There's some people that fucking, they don't even want to touch it because it's like, dude, I never had double digits on my fucking bank account type of deal, you know?
Yeah, that's hard to do, especially when you're younger. I mean, you probably are like that now, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, ahorita, yeah. Like, I mean, no voy a decir que I'm frivolous. Pero también on certain things, ya no gasto como antes, you know? Ya no estoy like, I would say the biggest purchases, I think, is when we were starting the podcast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. What do we need? Fuck it. I'll get it. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. ¿Qué más? Boom. This. All right. ¿Cuánto se ocupa, Fernie? All right. Ahí va. You know? But I didn't see it as like, you know, gastando lo pendejo. It's like, we still have the gear, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Even right now, we're using it, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's smarter now. Like I'm not fucking buying a stereo system. I'm not fucking buying expensive tent. I'm not getting fucking wheels. I'm not getting pinche. What is it? What's the other? Like TVs or fucking gastando like $400 just in shoes.
But like if you got a bonus from work, like $5,000, you wouldn't spend that like you would were.
If I got $5,000, I would see, all right, do we need anything to like upgrade in the house? Or because I said, no, all right, fuck it, we'll save it. You know, right now I know that, what is it? We started saving for, I think you have to replace the roof in the house every 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think we started last year, I think mid last year. I'm like, okay, because este año vamos a cumplir 10 años en la casa. And shit. So I'm like, okay, we're in the halfway mark. So let's start saving up because roofing is not cheap.
No, it's not.
You know? So I think my priorities have changed more now. It's more for the house, you know, more for like, you know, retirement, more for like, you know, let's plan for a trip type of deal.
I mean, according to what they're saying, where we need $1.4 million to retire comfortably.
Yeah.
And that's not even you know, adjusting for inflation, really. I mean, by the time we retire, that's a lot of money, way. And like people that are our age, a lot of people don't even think about that stuff. I mean, we're in our 40s and I'm sure a lot of people our age are like not even really thinking about all that.
I think I've talked to some compas at work. They're younger And I'm all like, hey, just put in your 401k, you know, just put on it, let it, don't even touch it, just let it grow, you know? Yeah, if you keep looking at it, there's going to be moments where it's going to freak you out, like, oh, shit, I lost money. But don't worry, it happens mm-hmm. with anything, you know? You drop, but then it grows, and then it drops again, and it grows again, you know? Just let it sit there, you know? Save up. Fucking, this is, you know, whatever the company matches you, fucking go that much, you know, don't go over, you know, if you could afford it, if you have no kids, if you have no home, if you have anything, then I would say go the max.
Yeah.
Go the max.
For sure.
Yeah. You know, but it's just like, again, I'm the old guy. I'm the old guy that I would ignore when I was younger.
Yeah.
Andale.
You know?
Simon.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens where, I mean,
become the finance guru.
No, it's just, and it goes back to, remember when we, I don't know if we had this conversation with you, Esteban, but I think Fernie and I had it. if you had a choice whether present you could go back in time and talk to younger you, or would you like future you come talk to present you?
Future, you know? Future.
Yeah. You know,
because I mean, when I hear somebody say like, what would you tell your younger self? I'm not a big fan of those questions, where, because my younger self needed somebody to listen to, where, not to give it advice. My younger self needed somebody to ask questions so I can talk. Like, I needed somebody to listen, not to give me advice. So when somebody says, what would you tell your English self? I mean, I would listen, you know, like what, see where this kid was at, but definitely I would rather have my older self talk to me now. And hopefully the goal is for my older self to thank me. Like, wait, you fucking, when you did that and you made that move, that was fucking awesome, bro. I appreciate it. Cause you know what? The reality of things, Ramon, is that a lot of people are afraid to die, but I feel like more people live longer than they expect, than shorter than they expect. And then when you're in your 60s, you probably didn't think you would make it that hard, that long. And if you don't have a plan set up, way, if you think that in your 20s, 30s, and 40s is rough, wait till you are 60 and 70. And Social Security is like $7 trillion underfunded. Medicare is the same way, right? So what's going to be there for us? Like somebody like me, that I've never worked the place that I had a 401k, which a lot of people don't have that luxury of working for for a company that'll have their 401k. For somebody like myself, I mean, I can't depend on my Social Security, where, like, it's gonna be nothing. nothing to be able to live off of.
That's estar cabrón, güey. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's
so yeah, it's one of those, or like, yeah, I agree. I would definitely have future me, you know, come in, you know, like, you know, ¿cómo te diría? Nomás para ver, you know, how far I've gotten, you know, también knowing myself, I mean, will I lie to me? I'm like, hey, everything's great, bro. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, bro. Nah. Thanks for leaving me all that bullshit.
Fuck yeah. You know, when you said future, that's future Ramon's problem, you know, motherfucker.
Me la dejaste bonita, cabrón.
Yeah, me la dejaste bien hecha, cabrón.
Because you've been raising the age on that since I've known you, where?
I don't think I use that expression anymore.
Because he hit, you know, those points where it caught up.
Yeah. It caught up to me, and I'm like, you know, it's like, remember when we were younger, I'm like, fucking, what was it? Cuando estabas pedo, I'm like, I'll let fucking sober Ramon deal with it. Or like, oh, fucking, or yeah, el crudo Ramon, like, fucking borracho Ramon, fucking, again, that got me into trouble.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, like, me and Esteban never used those expressions, Wim.
I never did, Wim. I never did.
Yeah, well. Thing is, yeah, you know, like, fucking, I would be en la pinche peda, like, fucking, let's over Ramon deal with it. Fuck yeah. He'll deal with that tomorrow.
Shit.
Yeah, no, yeah, so yeah, paro, I don't do that anymore. Sale caro, güey. Y sí duele.
I could only imagine, güey.
Yeah. No, I was always just trying to figure it out. Like, what am I going to do, güey? I mean, you remember, güey. I went to your house to apply for Best Buy. Remember that time? Man, I had no idea. I even went with you to fucking see if I could work where you were at before, where I remember writing a letter.
Is that what that
Which in
for,
retrospect, dude? In retrospect, that was a big no-no, bro.
Yeah, for sure, right?
I could have gotten in trouble or fired for that.
It's talking about stuff that we used to do that we wouldn't do anymore, where I mean, yeah. it was tough, where. But I never said, you know what? I'm going to figure it out. I just always said, I hope I do it.
Yeah.
I figure something out. And I mean, we're still learning. We're still trying to figure stuff out. But
we're still fucking shit up.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. But I'm glad how everything worked out. I mean, I can't really complain. Could have been worse.
Yes, I mean, for sure, it could have been fucking worse, way. I mean, it could probably have been fucking better, too, but gotta fucking...
That's true. Yeah.
But I mean, you take that, you learn the lessons as they come, no? Well, that's the hope. It's a hope, because sometimes it takes us a little while to pick up on stupid-ass shit.
Yeah, for sure, way.
Yeah, that's el future Ramon learning the hard way now.
Oh, present Ramon. Present
no, I'm saying
Ramon.
You're the future Ramon that's dealing with past Ramon.
My pendejadas from the past. I'm like, thanks, fucking asshole.
For sure, it's stuck all the way.
Gracias a Dios, todo bien, ya, ahorita, you know? We're like, all right, we're looking good.
Yeah.
But I mean, Esteban's saying it all the time, way. I mean, you're constantly learning, way. And if you're not, then something's wrong, way.
For sure, way. Yeah. And once you think you know everything, where it's when life's like, oh, yeah? All right, I got you.
Ahí te va esta curva, güey.
Te enseño, cabrón.
The matrix starts moving, the gears, making shit work. Ahí te va, güey. Figure this out.
The pinche matrix has been getting me lately, bro.
Oh, shit. Did I freeze?
Oh, estás bien dormido on the camera.
No, I fucking froze, güey.
You look like old Ramon that used to fall asleep on the Zooms. Estoy congelado.
¿Dónde está este güey? Oh, I don't see him.
Estoy congelado, güey.
He shows up right here, but he looks asleep.
I see. Yeah. A mí me sale black the box. I don't see.
Oh shit! You got a black box for Ramon, güey? Shit!
I thought he was protesting over here.
Lo bueno es que tenemos el audio.
Box,
you're a few years late with that black box, bro.
It's because he's getting the notes from Past Ramon. Don't forget to put the black box.
You're part of the community.
Shit.
You're part of.
That's true.
What am I connected to?
I can't see you, bro. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. The shit's fucking frozen.
I mean, I can hear you.
Oh, on the phone, yeah, on the phone no sale, güey. But on the...
Estoy bien congelado, fucking.
But it comes out right here on the computer one, güey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but todo te escuchamos, güey.
Yeah, bueno.
No, I could hear you, güey.
You didn't turn off the camera, güey?
No. I see me frozen, but... I mean, it hasn't dropped.
No, it hasn't dropped, though.
Yeah, but I do have the little wheel spinning. I don't know why.
It stuttered.
I mean, we could hear you.
All right. Yeah, so, fucking, ¿cómo les fue el fin de semana, cabrones?
Fin de semana was this. Well, today's Monday. Shit. I was like, fucking, I thought today was Sunday. For a moment, eh?
¿Cómo te fue a ti, güey? You went somewhere or qué pedo?
No, I just stayed home, mom. Saturday I head off. I think what did we do on Saturday? Went out for dinner. Yeah, we went out for dinner. Oh no, wait. El pinche sábado, pinche. Oh my god. So el sábado la mañanita, got up, fucking took a shower, fucking having cafecito. And I put my phone. I think I left my phone in the dining room. So the Mika and I are chilling, drinking our coffee, and then she's all like, what's going on in the alley? Cause I guess her phone kept going off. And I'm like, what the fuck? She's all like, hey, there's a guy in the alley. And
Oh shit.
What the fuck is he doing? I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm looking for my phone. I'm like, so by the time I go and I look at my phone, I just see this guy with a face mask, con una mascarilla. He has a fucking his hat. Y como que tiene una sábana as a cape.
What?
Yeah, he como que trae una sábana and it's like draped over like a cape, or como que trae la cobija tapándose la espalda, right? And he's got a bunch of bags on the floor right there by the garage, and then there's a bicycle. But then deja de eso. Craziest thing is that there's a white truck there now. I'm like, what the fuck? What? I didn't see that truck in the morning, because I always check the cameras. I read what happened and shit. And I'm like, I didn't see that fucking truck. And I'm like, so me quedé. So by the time I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'm like, Stella, let's go to the back.
Oh,
so
shit.
I go barefoot, way. I'm like, and it was fucking cold in the morning.
Todo indio.
So I boy. And by the time I open the gate, I see the guy already at the end of the alley turning left. I'm like, what the fuck?
He's like,
y esta pinche. I know. Hey. And the thing is, I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, y la pinche troca, he left it repegada to the wall on my neighbor on the opposite side, right? So I'm like, shit. I'm like, this fucker left his truck here. I'm like, yeah, valió madre. Like, we have the mija's car in the garage. I'm like, how the fuck are we going to get out? So I start looking, peeping into the fucking la troca. There's some stuff in there, but not like saying that the guy lives in there, you know? I look in the back, there's a spare tire, fucking some fucking beer cans. And then when I go to look at the rear of it, he put a trash bag or a plastic bag covering the license plate. I'm like, oh, this is not good. Not fucking good at all. So I end up buscando. So I took off the bag. I took a picture of the plates, the front and the back, just to make sure that, you know, they're matching and shit.
Oh, shit. Detective Ramon.
Ramon took a picture of the VIN number, all kind of shit. Yeah.
Hey, keep in mind, wait, he's in a fucking shoeless.
Yeah, he's shoeless.
In the alleyway with all the glass and the bottles, but all right.
He got the Carfax report. I think he muted himself. Where?
Oh, shit, no, creo que se desconectó ahora sí.
Oh, se desconectó.
Oh, the story was getting good, bro.
I know, the story was getting good. Maybe we should finish it for him. Nah, so que le quito la bolsa, and I started taking pictures, and fucking, then I went through his tire, and I noticed that this is a tire that my truck uses. So I'm like, oh, wait a minute, this might work out.
I looked further, and I saw some fucking mic stands.
And I said, oh, wait a minute.
wait, what's going on here?
Wait a minute.
I looked up the crime report and Ramon.
Oh, man.
This only happens on Ramon's fucking alleyway.
Yeah, we lost Ramon.
Avian.
I think the eclipse.
He was right. It was going to take the internet out.
The eclipse took out the power. Oh, wait a minute. He's trying to connect. Oh, okay. I see.
Shit.
He's coming back. Let's see if he misses a beat or he continues to talk.
Yeah, no. So I was talking during the shutdown.
Anyway, so you had him in the corner and you were choking him out. You okay?
No. So yeah, ya tengo las fotos, right? So I fucking go inside the house and vengo fucking bravo, güey. And the mija's like, what's going on? I'm like, ah, this fucker took off. Y ahí dejó la troca que la chingada. She's like, what are you doing? I'm going to go fucking chase him. Where? Not even that. She's like, I'll go with you. Vamos. Ponte tenis. Vámonos.
Ponte tenis so, is the barefoot fucking man.
Ponte tus tenis. It's cold. Y le dije, pon tu suerte because it's fucking cold out there. So yeah, fucking, me puse mis pantalones, put on a sweater.
Shorts and his tank top.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Todo despeinado because I just showered, you know?
Hey, fuck, te va a pegar la enfermedad, yeah.
No, me voy a resfriar, güey.
Yeah.
So, so.
And he's barefoot, güey. That's a double whammy.
Yeah, no, but this time, yeah, estaba, you know, decente. Fucking, so yeah, fucking, we jump in the truck and I'm like, well, we gotta wait, we gotta warm it up. So I'm like, okay.
wait, what?
What?
It's the old school in me. I know that you don't have to warm up the newer cars. I know you don't. But it's one of those little traits, Kay, you know, still instilled. it's still there, dude.
Stay away. I was warming up my truck. Fucking 2023 fucking Chevy.
No way.
It's fucking a 2017. Mama, So fucking, so I'm almost, and then I start driving. She's like, yeah, so what's your plan? I'm like, oh, I'm going to find this fucker. I'm like, okay, but if you do, what are you going to do? And I'm like, well, I'm fucking telling him he's got to move his truck. Yeah, but how? I mean, he's on a bicycle. Cape, bro. You know, he's on a, he's wearing a cape.
He's fighting crime.
And I'm like, I'll just tell him that he's got to, and I'll follow him. And she's like, okay. So yeah, vamos. And then she's like, you know, our success rate on this, it's not that good because we've done it before, right? I've done it before.
Oh,
the success rate on this is not good, right? And I'm like, then when she said that, I'm like, fuck, you're right. All right. You know what? I'm just driving around a lo pendejo gastando gas. I'm like, all right, well, fuck it. Hey, well. I'm like, well, I guess we'll go try the little spot down the street. And fucking se puso un compa and his daughter to venden menudo, birria, and pozole. Oh, so God. I'm like,
hey, I think you had this all planned out. who did you sucker to pretend they had a cape on so you could go and have an excuse to go to the spot with? Was that Dave? Poor Dave.
No, it wasn't Dave. So fucking I bust a U-turn and I go and fucking vamos a agarrar el menudo. She gets the barbacoa or the birria. So yeah, me pongo a platicar con el compa right there and the daughter and everything. At the end, I'm like, I asked for extra lemons because I like, you know, I like my menudito, you know, a little citrusy. And then he's like, como que me dio la mirada, like, ey. I'm like, oh, no, si no hay problema, I pay extra. He's like, no es eso, es que estos limones salieron secos, and you're like, no tiene nada de jugo. I'm like, so then here was my, I'm like, you know what, when my tree gives fucking limoncitos, I'll bring you some because sometimes se echan a perder, whatever. Fuck yeah, so los compro. I'm like, fuck, all right, got a deal. So we're getting home. We get home and I estaciona la troca. And then the mija is all like, hey, so what's going to happen? I mean, are we going to, I'm like, well, no, she tells me, oh no, watch, he's going to come back. He's got to come back. I'm like, nah, he's not going to come back. I just got to find him. I got to keep my eye on him. He's like, he's going to come back. When my phone goes off, I'm like, what the fuck? And I look, and he's in the fucking alley again. I'm like, oh shit. Let's go. He's in the alley. And then when I look, ya no está. I'm like, este cabrón ya se peló otra vez. I'm like, so I'm looking and I see him coming out of the fucking alley in the gate over here by the church. Y que le grito al cabrón, ay. Y se asustó el hijo de la chingada. Like, what the fuck? Hey, you gotta fucking move your truck. You can't fucking leave it there. And he's all like, and he's looking at me, you know, todo asustado. And I'm like, oh shit, maybe. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, oh, maybe he's a paisa. So no me entiende nada lo que le estoy gritando al güey. I'm like, hey, güey, no puedes dejar la troca allá atrás. Nos estás bloqueando, que la chingada. And then he's all like, he's trying to answer me, but he's not talking. He's pointing to another car. I'm like, what the fuck? And then he's making noises, right? I'm like, he's like, oh, so he goes back into the alley and he gets through the alley and he gets off his bike and he's looking at me. I'm like, oh, this motherfucker is going to take off. So I start going toward the alley. He jumps on right away. He goes and the mijas are like, I'll meet you in the alley too. And I'll, you know, she went through the house and I went through the other side.
Dynamic duo, bro.
Yeah, fucking, we're going to fucking block him in, anyway. So yeah, going to boy.
This is the picture that we need for the story.
Ha 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 For sure, bro. He looks just like him, right? Yeah,
así, güey. Pinche Pedro Picapiedra, güey.
For sure. Descalzo. Fucked up hair.
No, sure. No shoes.
No, no shoes. Y luego la manita, güey. You got the manita right.
Yeah. Hey, pero is that guy upset because the lemons are dry or because some guy parked in the fucking alleyway?
Could be anything, bro.
It could be anything, bro.
Future Ramon is pissed.
That's past Ramon.
That
happened on Saturday, way.
That guy no, wants to talk.
You're living future Ramon's life, bro.
No. So ya que está, ya que lo veo que he's like fucking getting into his truck and everything, he shows me a gas can from the back and he's all like, that he was pointing, I'm like, okay, cool. So he jumps in. By the time he jumps in and he's trying to start it, the mija comes out and I'm all like, I just see the lights, but I don't hear it turn on. And she's all like, his truck's not starting. I'm all like, puta madre. I'm like, all right. You know, so then the mijas are like, I'm just going to go inside. So she goes inside because she's like, if she sees me far away, she's like, if he's far away and I'm closer, like, I don't know what this guy's deal is. So she just goes inside. So I walk up when I see him getting out of the truck, I walk up to him and I'm like, oye, ¿entiendes español? He's all like, ugh. But he's answering like with mumbles. I'm like, he takes off his hat. He's got a fucking huge scar from the front all the way to the back. Oh, and it looked recent. And I'm all like, oh shit. He's all like, and he's telling me like mumbling, de como que si estuviera mudo, de le pegaron y, no, y desde que le pegaron no puede hablar. I'm all like, oh fuck. I'm all like, all right.
Ramon's punking a fucking disabled gato.
Wow. I know, right? Wait, I'm fucking chasing him down.
I'm more impressed that from the mumbling he got that this is the reason why I can't talk. That's pretty.
No, because he pointed at his head. He pointed at his head. Hold on. He pointed at the scar and then he points at his mouth and then he does that. I can't talk. So I'm like, okay, yo creo que del putazo.
He probably said que el del menudo me madreó que no le pagué cuando fue a comer menudo. Me madre.
No le pagué porque los limones estaban secos.
Oh, shit. Right?
So then he's all like, oh, you know, whatever. I'm all like, okay, so, pero sí me entiendes, ¿verdad? Sí. Mira, le digo, me súbete a la troca y ábreme el cofre. And sin albur, right? Uh-huh. So he jumps in and he tries to, I told him to start it and nada, no da marcha. So I'm all like, okay. And I told him with the hand, espérate. So I start moving the wires around. And they're a little bit loose, the fucking the clamp, right? The battery post. So I twisted y agarró. And then as soon as I fucking en cuanto suelto, este cabrón le da la marcha and I could feel the little sparks from the fucking battery post in my fingertips way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh shit. I wasn't holding it. I just let go y sentí como que las chispitas y prendió la pinche troca. So then I'm all like, so as he's leaving, I walk up to him because when he opened his door, so like I don't like a roll of tape and something else. I'm like, oh shit. So I'm like, I walk up to him and I knock on his window and I'm like, I open the door. I'm like, and I give him the tape. I'm like, hey, mira, no sé que te estoy corriendo ni nada, pero no puedes dejar tu troca aquí porque aquí usamos para entrar y salir. Y si la, y no sabía si le ibas a, si era robado o abandonado porque lo han dejado así. Y dice, no. Yeah, like making it seem like he understands, right? So I'm like, okay,
corriendo,
cool.
Pero vete a la chingada.
Yeah, 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 you know? You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, cabrón. So yeah, ya se peló. And I'm like, fuck yeah, bro. Fucking justice has been served.
Get out of here before you lose your hearing, too.
Before I take your cape, cabrón.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So I'm not like, fighting crime.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Ramon's over here fucking messing with the disabled community. Wey.
No, no way. No mames, way.
Poor guy, way.
Okay. And I'm all like, oh, this will make a good story and shit. I got to tell the guys about this shit, man. Pero que bueno que me acordaron. Because I'm all like, oh, like, what did you do? I'm all like, oh, shit, de veras, no.
I fought crime, bro.
He's fighting crime.
I fought illegal parking.
Yeah,
watch. I don't know if you can tell, like, the guy right there, like that.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a white truck. He's wearing a cape or a cobija. I don't know what the
that's
fuck.
That's a nice little truck, eh?
I know. It's a nice little fucking Ford. I'm surprised you worked on a Ford, where.
You know, he está dejando todo, but lo repegó against that wall.
What a fucking mess, dude.
Some people wouldn't be surprised that it didn't start.
I know, seriously. All
right. And then, fucking. Aquí es cuando salgo, mira, en chores y todo. No barefoot with Stella.
He still doesn't have shoes.
He doesn't have shoes, man. Look at this guy.
Hey, so look at you guys.
That's like, hilarious.
What the fuck, eh?
I'm surprised Ramon hasn't been shot crime fighting still.
Y luego, en este todo, I'm all shocked, like, what the fuck, eh? How the camo?
Oh, pobre Stella's trying to do you a solid.
He brought the canine, way. He brought the canine unit.
Look, he's checking the crime report on his phone, you saw?
And then,
oh, shit.
And then this is, let me see. And this is when this vato comes back. He comes back, and I'm all like, oh shit, he's back, you know?
Hey, way, how many times have you watched the Boondock Saints, way? Because it seems like you're, you're pretty inspired to fight crime, way.
Yeah. Aquí está Ramón fucking going to fucking, you know, ay, wey, a ver, ábreme el cofre, cabrón.
A tirar barrio.
Oh, yeah. Ya te pusiste el outfit de mecánica ahí, ya.
But he's still wearing the white shoes because it was Saturday.
he got a multimeter. He brought the fucking...
No, mi amigo doesn't use multimeter. It's all by feel.
Oh, okay. I can feel the 9 volts in this battery. It seems a little loose.
My fingertips.
Yeah. It feels like about 8 or 9 volts on this, bro. You gotta.
Yeah, no, you gotta have a minimum of 12, like, so you can fucking the battery, engine can crank.
I felt it.
Yeah, fucking 12 volts, but fucking pinche solenoid and the fucking starter kicks in, bro. Come on.
I only felt about 8 or 9, bro, tops.
You should go by AutoZone, have it checked, bro. Haven't tested battery.
Pregunta por Felipe, he knows me.
Oh shit, wey. Si no son los limones, come by fucking later in the season.
He probably wanted those dry ass lemons to clean the terminals on the battery, wey, pero no pudo.
the acid in the lemons is what fucking got the shit going, dude. Science.
Did you put a penny on one of the posts or no? Because that's what the...
No, estaba tomando una Coca-Cola, güey, y la eché para que agarrara.
¿Para limpiarle? Holy shit.
Holy shit, bro.
Oh, my God. So, yeah. So, that was my Saturday, bro.
So, your alley science worked out,
bro. I don't think I'm going to top that, bro. That's a pretty good one. It's a pretty good one, bro.
I like how he dropped out and came back and didn't miss a beat.
It was an entertaining story where one of the points of the story, I thought you were going to say that the guy was Ethiopian. That's why he wasn't understanding.
Y por eso traía la capa, right? Because they wear those white.
Isn't there an Ethiopian church around there, right?
Yeah.
It turned out he was disabled and Ramon was going to beat him down. Man.
What a dick.
Lo iba a emparejar, güey.
Por eso salió bien bravo, because he knew.
No, güey. Salió bravo, because I'm like, ¿qué la chingada? This is not a fucking dump area, dude.
No,
that's
dumping.
Crazy, bro. That garage has no dull moments, güey. Pretty fucking... Pretty eventful, that camera, way.
You should have it on OnlyFans,
way. Hey, she's everything.
Why don't you do us all a favor and just put her constant live stream on YouTube, way, so we can check it out. Come on, bro.
Oh, my shit. God.
Watch Ramon's fucking alley for him.
That'd be awesome. Man. That'd be awesome.
Alley updates.
Ha, 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 ha. El fucking Fred over here, güey, up his...
Hey, Esteban, aquí está el eclipse. I stay pa' allá, güey. I'm looking at the alley cam, bro.
shit's getting interested right now, okay? There's a fucking hawk right now. Just yeah. Hanging out on a fucking wire.
Y ahorita va a salir el amigo descalzo. Mira, mira, espérate.
Y todo descalzo, tú.
Espérate.
Oh, fucking
hey. Te pasas,
I jumped on him. I'm like, what? The motherfucker's right there right now? Ay, boy. Let's go, Stella. And shit. Hey, you know what? Hasta eso, Stelita, didn't miss a beat. She's like, I'm with you. You know?
She's like, where are we eating?
That's funny, man.
¿Dónde vamos a taquear? Just point me the way.
Oh man, but yeah, that was my Saturday morning. You were out of town, no, Esteban?
Yeah, I went up north to Carmel. Have you guys been up there?
Simon.
Sounds familiar.
Carmel by the sea, no?
Yeah, right there by Monterey, way. We went over there and then I took a little drive into Santa Cruz, way.
Santa Cruz, eh?
It's nice up there, bro. The redwoods. I don't know si han ido para the redwood allá arriba.
Allá para el Big Sur.
Yeah.
Está chingón ahí, güey.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, güey. So nos fuimos ahí, güey. We went to the mystery spot que está ahí because I was like, I always see hippies driving all vans with the mystery spot stickers. I want to see what all the fuss is about.
No shit.
Pretty mysterious, huh?
What's up?
It's pretty mysterious.
Well, it's just, I don't know, güey. The skeptic in me is trying to figure out what's going on, güey, because it's, it's like, the streams roll up where it's like weird, like it's the gravity's a little different there, but I can't figure out what the I'm still thinking that it's some kind of fucking trick where that they're pulling off with their fucking hippies. But you can lean forward like Michael Jackson in the little cabin. You lean forward, like gravity feels weird. Sales todo mareado, bro. But
some people say it's like energy vortex or magnetism or no sé cómo está el pedo.
It's fucking charlatans is what it is, bro.
Oh, shit.
Straight up, he says.
Nah, it's cool. Güey. It's a cool experience. Nomás que pues, it was raining. Güey. I didn't expect the rain to be up there. So, I mean, it kind of put a little fucking damper on things. But now, güey, allá está bonito, güey, Carmel. Güey. It's a pretty chill little town. I mean.
Do you take the road through the golf course, güey?
The 17 mile?
Yeah, I think that's what it is, no?
Yeah, wey, that golf course is nice, bro. Like, poor Pebble cabrón, Beach. No? Yeah.
Chiriquillos, wey.
Está chido ahí, like, to get off and see the ocean and shit like that, wey. Pero, pues, sí, it's riquillos, wey. It's a fucking mansions, wey. I mean, it's, I feel like if I lived there, I wouldn't like people coming around, wey. But, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, but it's fucking and even the golf, it's a private club shit, no? Like I don't think anybody can play there, no?
Well, there's a few public ones right there on 17 the mile road. OCI? It's not just Pebble Beach that's there. It's like it's a couple of like public ones that you can go play. Yeah, you can play there, oh, but it's one of those where, I mean, I think you have to be kind of good, where, because you probably get intimidated. If we went over there, where we would fucking struggle for sure, where, because
everything's in the water.
there's some greens that look pretty intimidating, where, like, you have to go over fucking sand dunes and it's like right next to the water. So I'm sure all that shit adds to it.
Oh, shit.
Pero madre. Oh, let's just roll.
Estuvo chido, where. It was a good little road trip.
So sí valió la pena.
Es que my girl's aunt turned 60 and I guess when they got engaged was up ahí in Monterrey, güey. So her husband wanted to celebrate her birthday right there in Monterrey. So
Monterrey is nice too, güey.
It is nice, güey. Yeah, he has a friend that has like a little. It's like a hall for parties. Y luego también el güey hace like film production ahí, güey. He records bands and like he does like live streams and stuff like that. So he was able to let him borrow the little hall. Say andamos, güey. That's why we went. Pero pues yo no conocía para allá, güey. So I was kind of looking forward to it because, you know, we always talk about how beautiful other countries are, right? But some of that California coast is really nice, where it feels like you're in another place. Doesn't even feel like you're in California.
There's some really nice spots, way. I like the Big Sur, way. The whole little area is cool, way.
Yeah.
Monterrey, Big Sur especially, way. It's fucking pretty relaxing, way.
Hey, a mí nunca me ha tocado ir para allá, way. So, yeah, sí me gustó, way. I really like the little drive. And it's not too bad, way. 6 hours. I mean, no se me hizo muy, like, crazy for some reason.
But, I mean, yeah, porque te vas por the coast, way.
Pues no me fui, por el coast, way. I went through the five. Por el five, way. Oh, y luego, shit. Por allá somewhere ganamos towards Carmel, Monterrey, pero no, güey, yeah, I didn't take PCH, güey, no. But it seems like a nice drive. Maybe next time I'll be down to do it, because it seems like, ahí está like Slovene and all that shit, right? Por el one?
Slovene.
Yeah, el pinche, puedes pasar for a lot of shit right there, güey. Mm-hmm. It just takes forever, güey.
Yeah. Just
fucking weaving in and out. So you do have to make few days.
I think the furthest that I've been, I think it's either Solvang or Santa Barbara. I think that's the farthest I've gone.
Solvang is a little past Santa Barbara, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, so Solvang is the farthest I've gone. Yeah, lo demás. No, I haven't gone that far.
Yo he llegado hasta the Redwood Forest. I have passed like fucking, was it like 3 or 4 hours past San Francisco? The Redwood Forest. Casi a Oregon, güey. No, Oregon or Washington? ¿Cuál es el que llega primero?
Oregon.
Washington.
Oregon.
Isn't it Washington?
No, it's Oregon.
Yeah, so I was right. Even from there, Oregon's still fucking hours away, güey. Está cabrón, güey. Pinche state's fucking massive, güey.
15 hours, supposedly, where you run it.
Yeah, güey. It's fucking insane, güey.
It's a big state, güey. Pero sabes que ahí Carmel se me hizo, like, it's a really conservative little town, way. Mm-hmm, I mean, Clint Eastwood was the mayor in the 80s, way. And he still has a big ranch right there and a restaurant. And he's still really part of the community. So they're kind of like a little especiales, where like it's illegal to wear high heels in Carmel, way. Like women, if they want to wear high heels, they have to take out a permit from the city. And
Fuck,
because of the roots from the trees where they fuck up the ground and they don't want to get sued where with the high heels.
Oh shit, I didn't know that one.
Okay. So little things like that way make it seem like fuck, where you guys are crazy, and like they want to keep that small, like small town stuff where so see te ven like from another place where, and you could tell that they feel like it's a difference way. So there is a little like dynamic, but whatever way.
Yeah, what are you pinching. Do? Yeah, no, but that's cool, güey. It's kind of otro pedo, no?
Yeah, it's otro vibe for sure, güey.
Yeah, but I like it up there, güey. Monterrey, especially, güey, está fucking chingón, güey.
¿Sí fuiste a Santa Cruz cuando fuiste para allá o no?
Yeah, we've been to Santa Cruz, the little boardwalk, fucking.
No, yeah, we went to the boardwalk. It's supposed to be the oldest amusement park, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, se pone chido ahí.
Ya, todo eso al norte está chido, güey. It's cool, güey. I liked it, it.
Yeah, so ya andamos, güey. Little fucking getaway.
Está fucking chingón para arriba, güey.
No, dale, güey.
No, I was going to say, someone not too long ago fucking DM'd us, güey. Es ahí arriba. Or they're coming from over there or something. Iban a venir a visitar, ¿no? Something like that.
Oh, really?
Or what was it? I don't remember. Algo así. But they're from... They're from up there by Monterrey, güey.
Pues hay muchos polvitos chiquitos para allá, güey. I saw a lot of, like, farm and stuff, like, produce. So, yeah, sí hay raza up there, güey.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking, también hay en, ¿cómo se llama? Maybe eran de Salinas or something like that, güey. It's right there, fucking, a little inland from that, güey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking, pero todo está chido para allá, güey. I like it a lot.
Yeah, me too, güey. I think I'm going to go back just to fucking do more of the Redwood, like the hiking and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. That's a fucking chingón there, güey.
A ver, ¿vale? si me encuentro el Bigfoot.
Eso tienes que ir para allá para fucking Yosemite and Sequoia, güey.
A South Central, apparently. Descalzo.
Running around in the fucking alleys, man.
So you can find Chicano Fred Flintstone.
hey, the Chicano Bigfoot definitely has hongos, way, for sure.
Quiero que sepas que no, güey. Quiero que sepas que no.
Oh, shit.
He's definitely fucking has roughened feet, güey, because he was walking out there in the fucking alleyway.
Yeah, güey. I'm not like, fuck.
And that's not
this.
What those, one of those alleys that's que está pavimentado, güey. It's like one of those TJ alleys, güey.
No, for sure. For sure. He's got sandpaper under there.
Yeah, güey, fucking. Ese güey es fucking lijando piedras, güey.
Pinche lija right there, bro.
You didn't see the chispas from the video? I saw them.
No shit, güey. Gee, tú chingón, pinche video.
Fuck it, Ramón's got that Goodyear heel.
He's got tread down there, güey.
Es Michelin, güey, para que sepas. Michelin.
Oh shit. Michelin. Yeah, I thought you didn't like the French. Este güey, te estás revelando, güey. Te estás revelando.
Ya, yeah, pues ya mi edad, güey. Ya como que ya le bajamos al. We let our guard down, you know?
Yeah, güey, yeah.
Damn, bro, Michelin.
Yeah. Oye, es hablando de listeners and everything, güey. Si está escuchando el compa Lobo, my bad, bro. I left them high and dry. I left one of our listeners, el Lobo, fucking.
Ya dijiste esa parte, güey. All right.
He DM'd us a while back.
You forgot to send him the chile pic.
No. He DM'd us that he was going to come down for an event or something, but not for us, but he was coming for an event. And that, you know, he wanted some recommendations for taco spots or food, y que la chingada. And Fern me mandó mensajes. I'm like, hey, wait, ahí te están haciendo una pregunta. I'm like, oh, okay. So I jumped on and like, oh, fuck yeah. And I'm like, hey, I got you. You know, no pedo. But it was like around 5 a.m. when I saw Fernie's text and I saw the message. And a las 5 a.m. And I'm like, I'll get you, you know. I'm like, oh, I'll answer you later. Más al rato te mando más información. Well, más al rato came and went, bro. I didn't fucking send them shit. And yeah, güey, they dropped the ball.
And he came and went.
Yeah. He came and went.
And he's been home for 2 weeks.
Fuck, yeah, like,
I know, güey. And he's a loyal one, dude. He's come down from, I think he's
he's an OG, bato, yeah.
Wisconsin, yeah.
Oh, shit, bro. Hey, but he's probably listening. Wait, what are the recommendations, palotra?
Well, fuck. It all depends where you're staying at. I think he was staying in Whittier. So what I wanted to know, because I couldn't remember the name off the top of my maceta. So I was going to look it up. I'm like, oh, it's the los tacos de que el que vimos Fernie, Alfred, Ceviche Joe and I over there on Whittier.
And the sidewalk?
Yeah, the one on the sidewalk que tenía el pinche sin albur, el chorizo colgando right there.
That's why he remembers them, man.
That's what he was saying, el Michelinski. He wasn't talking about the tires, right? He moved on from the conversation.
Yeah, so I was already foreseeing this conversation and shit. So
I gotta move on to
my
apology.
To remember the name of the taqueria because they moved, they're no longer there. And I remember Alfred told me where they were at. So I'm like, oh, let me look it up. I don't understand. And fuck, I just completely forgot, bro. So, mil disculpas, Lobo. My bad. Te quedé mal. And I feel terrible about it. I really do. Because I even told Fernie, like, I don't know, when was it? Like, maybe 2-3 weeks ago. Yeah, because this has been a while now. We were like, we were driving, of course. Y no sé qué pasó que I'm like, oh, shit, dude. I never fucking answered the Lobo. And Fernie's like, yep, sounds about right. Yep. Yeah. I'm not surprised. I'm like, fuck, Ferns, I fucking feel terrible. I'm like, you should.
Yeah, pues, see, people are counting on your recommendation, bro. Business is fucking live or die on Ramon's recommendation, way.
I'm pretty sure you could. I'm pretty sure you could use your age as an excuse already, way.
I think I could, way.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I could start. I think I could start claiming senile. You know.
Yeah. I don't know about senile, pero.
Shit, way. Shit,
senile, pero. Senile. Pero the timeline fucking está cabrón. No way. That was a few weeks ago. Then a few weeks ago we talked about it. And then a few weeks later, fucking, he's apologizing.
Yeah, it's because I keep forgetting to bring it up or like something. Yeah, there you go, fucking.
He even forgot to apologize. Wait, that's what this is.
So I made it a point to like, okay, I gotta bring it up because I miss it. We got the conversations of fucking, I can't work it in or I can't fucking, I'll say, you know, conversations are good or I'm not going to interrupt. Like, oh, hey, Sasuke, cállate, pinche Esteban. I gotta say something.
Yeah, pero
those days are over. Those days are over. I don't do that no more.
Pero sí, sí, eso tiene razón, güey. Sometimes you want to bring shit up and you forget porque se pasa el momento. I me pasa a mí all the time. Pero did you DM him and say, "Hey, bro, my bad"?
No, I didn't. No, because I wanted to do it in public. I wanted to do it in public. I wanted to do it so whoever's listening right now knows that my sincerest apologies. Because I could, you know, just text DM him and say like, you know, my bad. But no, I really want him to know I feel terrible about it. You know? Putting myself out there, Fernie. Yeah,
I don't know. I think you could have done both.
You know what? No, I'm not even going to say I'll DM him right now because I might forget.
Que gacho eres, güey. That's pretty fucking... I don't know, güey. Otro nivel, I guess that's for future Ramon. Yeah. Didn't he say he stopped doing that?
That's what he said, wey, but yeah, es tu amigo.
No. I'm not putting it on future Ramon.
But you're future Ramon now is what I'm saying.
No. This was like 3 weeks Ramon ago, wey. That's not a future Ramon.
See, I don't know, wey, am I wrong?
A future Ramon thing would be like fucking, I don't know, something.
I'll apologize to him later.
No. I'm apologizing right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm apologizing right now.
It's all right. I think Lobo understands, bro. You're out fighting crime, bro.
I was. Dude, I've been fighting crime. Callejones, fucking nonstop activity, boy.
You can't be blamed, bro, for not keeping up on a taco recommendation.
He's fighting crime.
he's fighting parking violations.
Oh shit, man. Take a what was it? Take a bite out of crime?
No, that was McGruff.
Yeah.
Pues lo traías contigo, no.
McGruff. I andaba la pinche Stella fucking ready, bro. Stella the crime dog. She's a ride or die. Esa cabrona fucking sin miedo a la muerte.
Ay, güey, miedo a la muerte. She was looking for the beef jerky, bro.
I know probably. She was.
Is there any beef jerky in there? Is there any beef jerky in there?
Snacks over here or what? Is this another one of your fucking recommendations, Ramon?
But when you're looking inside the truck, she was like, oh, tiene snacks or what?
Oh, okay. Well, all right. He's looking.
He's got to have some snacks in there, right? Check next to those fucking tripods right there. Those mic stands.
Imagine he was the one that stole the mic stands. That would be funny.
It just so happens his truck fucking se la pagó.
Oh, man. Cabrón, he was coming back from war.
And no se le hizo, güey.
Oh, qué bueno.
Oh, hombre.
All right. Well, I'm fucking falling asleep, cabrón.
This time for real.
Yeah, this time for real. Shit. So, I think I'm going to call it. And I am. Fuck it. I know that we're not going to 2 hours, but ay, disculpen. These late nights are not good for me. Fucking El Rocón Ramón, crime fighting Ramón needs to fucking get his rest and shit.
Replenish the batteries, he says.
Pero antes de despedirnos, I just want to remind everybody that May 4th, Fernando, Esteban, and myself, we're going to be at Michelada Rumble on May 4th in Santa Anita in the racetrack. So, you know, get your tickets, go to our Instagram page, go on the bio, Hit on the link. It's got, I think Fernie has it set up that'll take you straight to My Grito, and you can purchase your tickets there. If you act now, you get 97% off.
Oh, shit.
Shit, it went up?
Yeah, so 97% off.
If I bought mine last time for 90% off, can I still get the 7% extra off?
Yeah, you get a refund? 7% and free parking, and My Grito will shuttle you from your car in a little golf cart in style into the fairgrounds. So,
holy shit.
Shit, bro, what's the promo code?
Yeah, the promo code is Chicano Shuffle. And if you act now, you'll get fucking some spending money for the ponies.
Oh, shit. Jesus shit. Christ, dude.
I'm telling you, man, My Grito is fucking pulling out all the stops, bro. They're pulling them all out.
How are they making money, dude?
This is crazy. I don't know. Oh, they stack them deep and sell them cheap, bro. That's how they do it.
They call them the 99 cent store.
Shit. It's in el 99.
El 99, shit, wey. Is that why they're closing it? Yeah. Because they give too much away?
R.I.P.
Yeah, but no, in all seriousness, you know, you guys, come on down, check out some music, check out some Lucha Libre, try out some micheladas. You can stop by at the My Grito booth. Chicano Shuffle will be there along with the Mind Buzz. I vamos a estar entrevistando, saludando, some solid high fives. And, you know, who else? You know, you don't know what else might you might run into there. There might be some celebrities. There might be some musicians. And you're like, oh, shit, I know that, Bato. Or I know that, mija. Or like, oh, fuck, I love that jam. So anything's possible. So come on down.
It sounds like, bro.
Yeah, se pone chingón. And then Fernie and I are supposed to be judges for the micheladas and shit. So that might get fun.
Man, that might get pretty good, bro.
Yeah.
Se va a armar.
Se va a armar. No se los olvide.
I'm going to throw it out now, though, bro. We can be pretty picky with our micheladas, eh?
That's
true.
We are. That's
true. Está muy salada, está muy agria. Oh, it's got too much shit going on, bro. Keep it simple.
And I'm not even going to taste them, and I'm still going to vote, so it's going to be tough.
Holy shit.
He's into the visual inspection.
I'm going to do the fucking Ramon with the 9 volts. I'm just going to fill it away and be like, I don't like this one, bro.
The sodium in this one's off.
I'll be like, they use some dry ass lemons for this one. I don't like that, bro.
Shit.
Holy shit, right? But hey, I'm telling you, you guys joke now, but that Cape Crusader is not coming back to this alley, bro.
Anyway, that was a pretty long outro. Where imagine if you weren't tired, wait, I'm gonna be here fucking till 2 in the morning.
No, because you guys started riffing, so I just go along with it.
Remember that the last Zoom went away where he's like, okay, I'm falling asleep, and the outro was like 20 minutes.
Imagine.
He doesn't cut the outro short. Eso sí, no.
All right, everybody. Un chingo de gracias. We love you. Thank you for following. Thank you for listening, DMing. Keep it up. Spread the word. Y un chingo de gracias. Hasta la próxima. And al ratos with Daddy.
Órale, pues.
Al ratos with Daddy.